Life without hope for tomorrow is sad and dark and lonely. If God is God, if He really loves us, then surely He'd want us to have hope for the future, wouldn't He? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at the hope that you have in your life, in your heart, from a different perspective. Have you ever been in a place where you've lost all hope? Hope, as it turns out, is a precious, precious commodity. We all need things in our lives to look forward to hope in. The deep sense that we have a future, we know where we're going. When there's no future, it's tragic. When you lose all hope, well, it feels like life's over. And that's the problem with death. We all die at some point. Some die young, others watch their bodies progressively give up the ghost. But if God's God, if He really loves us the way the Bible says He does, then hope would have to be very high on His list, because the last thing He'd want is for us to experience hopelessness. And it turns out that hope is very high on His list. That's what this whole resurrection of Jesus Christ thing is all about. It's a funny thing. When things are going really badly in our lives, hope evaporates very quickly. I mean, look at the 12 disciples over and over again. Jesus told them that He would be crucified and rise again. He told them over and over and over again. Yet when it happened, they scattered to the four winds. They deserted Him. And they completely lost sight of His promise, the promise of the resurrection. Actually, most of them needed convincing when it in fact had happened. On that Easter morning, you know, a lot of them went, really? And it's not surprising. I mean, it's a pretty hard thing to come to grips with. In a sense, we're just the same. Life takes a turn for the worse. First thing to go out the window is hope. It's kind of natural. In the Old Testament, in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 15, it says, "Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope." I want to get in your face right now for a bit, because we need some good teaching on hope. When we put our trust in Jesus in the good times, what happens is we lay down our lives. We love Him. We adore Him. We worship Him. We follow Him with our lives. I'll tell you what happens. When the storm clouds start rolling in, something strange and new and wonderful happens in our hearts. This light of hope in Jesus Christ shines out, and it won't go out. And, you know, I didn't understand that until I read this small verse in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 3. And Peter writes this, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because by His great mercy He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for us who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in that last time. In this we rejoice, even though for now, for a little while, we've had to suffer various trials." Now, the people that Peter was writing to here, they were being killed, they were being tarred and feathered, they were being set alight, they were being tortured, they were being thrown to lions. These people were going through serious stuff. And Peter writes, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter. Because you have a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Over and over again, the New Testament talks about Jesus being the firstborn from among the dead. In other words, it points back to His resurrection. The death of Jesus is a historical fact, but so is His resurrection. Death couldn't hold Him down. And when we put our trust in Him, that's what we put our hope in. It's a certain hope. Jesus was raised from the dead by God. And one day when you and I breathe our last breath and our body gives up the ghost, we will stand before Him and we will have that same resurrection, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, being kept in heaven for us who right now are being protected by the power of God through faith for what He has got to give us in that time. You know what our problem is? Kind of sometimes we know that the resurrection is a historical fact. We know that in our heads. But we spend so much time hoping in in a pay rise or in some temporal bauble here on earth or in a new car, we lose sight of the living hope we have through the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus was raised from the dead. He's the first born from among the dead, the first of many. And that promise is for you and for me if we believe in Jesus Christ. And we lose sight of that living hope we have through the resurrection of Jesus. One day, when I cast off this mortal body, I will stand forever and ever in his presence and have eternal life. That is rock solid. And you know the basis of that promise? The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Look at your life at the moment. The things that are going well for you and the things that aren't. The things that you'd want to change. And the reality is, some of them we can't change. Maybe God will change them and maybe he won't. I don't know. And you don't know. But in the meantime, he wants us to live a life of certain hope. And you know, what God has for us for all eternity just doesn't compare with anything we can have here on earth that we can see and touch today. It doesn't compare with a certain hope of eternal life in Jesus. The Apostle John gives us a revelation of that in his book, Revelation, where we get a glimpse of this. He writes this, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the first had passed away, and there was no longer any sea, and I saw a holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God, and he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old things have passed away.'" Nothing else comes anywhere close to that. And we spend life wandering around in the weeds and down in the murky mire. And God says, look, look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is God's call to set our eyes and our hearts and everything we are, all of our hope, on this heavenly promise because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Colossians, in the New Testament, the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1, Paul writes this, "So if you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are here on earth, because you've died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory." If you believe in the resurrection, seek the things that are above. Set your minds and your eye and your heart and your hopes and everything on heavenly things, on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is time today to start living life from a different perspective, from an eternal perspective. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is something that gives us a certain hope in eternal life, in our resurrection, in the future that God is keeping safe, undefiled, perfect for you and me, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family, so we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen? So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.